Mornings Daily, Nick V and Eric V, the two fat Mexicans up in here. Coming up next, straight ahead, the top five ways to find out if you have found your soulmate.
Well, I definitely haven't found mine, but also we're going to be talking about Kanye West, J-Lo, and R. Kelly done did it again. The man is in more trouble than he was before.
Oh boy, let's talk about it. 888-808-0225. It's the Baker Boys Daily right here every day.
Fun and energetic DJs that make you feel good.
Baker Boys Daily.
Baker Boys back in full motion. Thank you very much for tuning in to us every day. Now we have five ways to find out if you have found your soulmate.
All right, before we get into that, do you believe in soulmates at all?
Yes.
All right, let's get into it. Number five, it's intense.
Yes.
A soulmate relationship makes maybe more intense than a normal relationship, but both in a good and a bad way.
Okay.
All right, number four, you fall in love with his or her flaws.
No, I don't agree with that one.
All right, number three, you just get each other. You finish each other's sentence and stuff like that.
Yes.
And you have a soulmate connection. Number two, you have flashbacks, possibly deja vu of past lives or things like that with this person. And the number one way to find out if you have found your soulmate, it's something inside.
Ooh.
You just feel that lingering emotion, which words cannot encompass. I mean, how a soulmate makes you feel is difficult, it's tenacious and profound. And that is the top five ways to find out if you have found your soulmate. Coming up next, we got the Baker Buzz talking about R. Kelly, Kanye West, and J-Lo.
It is now time for What the F News. Eric V, what do you got?
All right, so a man was showing off a new gun to patrons at a bar. He ended shooting himself with the weapon in the process.
Hey, look at my new gun.
Yeah, check this out. Look at what I have right here. Oh. He quickly pulled out the gun to show the man and the woman at the bar. Then he made a quick motion to put the gun into an imaginary holster under his shoulder when the gun went off and the bullet struck his torso.
What an idiot, man.
Right?
Why do you have a gun at a bar, number one? This must be an open carry. State.
You know why.
And then he's at a bar.
It's in Florida. That's why.
Showing off his gun. What a jackass.
I'm going to the bar. Let me take my gun and show it off. Hey, hey.
Weirdos.
So that is your What the F News for the Baker Boys Daily. Thank you guys for tuning on in.
Hey. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Nick V and Eric V, your favorite two fat Mexicans. Now, we're looking for love advice for the ladies out there.
And I'm finding that TikTok could be more valuable than just mindless entertainment, okay? All right, ladies, you need to listen to this because a woman is asking a question. Where do you find the guys that really want to have a relationship with you? And this is what happened.
When you're talking to a girl, right, you're going to put her in one of the two categories.
Yeah.
You either want to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you actually want her as
person. That's true.
You'd like a relationship with her.
That's facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to know where to find the relationship guys.
Friend zone.
Where are they?
They're in the friend zone.
Are they at the gym?
Probably.
Are
might
they
be.
At home playing video? Like, where are
they're
they?
They're in the friend zone.
Tell me where they are.
They're in the friend zone.
Ladies, there you go. Give your friend that you're putting in the friend zone a chance at love. And he might be the one that you need in your life instead of the muscle-bound guy and the hot guy and the bad guy and all the things you fall for.
It's time for...
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
Hey, welcome back to the Baker Boys Show Daily. Nick V and Eric V up in here. It is time for the dummy of the day.
All right. You know, when people drink, they get inebriated, right?
Yes, they do.
They're drunk. They're not thinking right. They're not doing right.
They're having a good time. They're living their best life.
Right. But they're also endangering people, too.
True.
All right. Recently, a woman in Fresno, California stopped at a DUI checkpoint for being sauced up. Yes.
Ooh.
Ever helpful. She offered this info to the cop.
What?
She said, my husband's right behind me. And he's even drunker than I am.
What a jackass. And you, ma'am, are the dummy of the day. You are so dumb. Baker Boys Daily.
The fun don't stop. The music won't stop. We continuously get funny.
What the hell does that mean?
Welcome to Baker Boys Daily, baby.